This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's not usually a vote of confidence when a stock spikes with news of the CEO's departure, but we are going to cut Ralph Lauren some slack. Shares up about 13% today after Lauren announced she's going to step down from running the company he built, an empire, really, founded on one idea, aspirational luxury. No old money, no country club membership. All you got to do is put on a polo shirt and a cable knit sweater and you at least look the part. Come November, though, it's going to be up to a young Swedish guy named Stefan Larsson to bring the beleaguered brand into the future. He made his name, Larsson did, about as far from Lauren's world as you can get. Chains like H&M and Old Navy, which has the retail industry wondering just what type of brand Ralph Lauren is going to aspire to now. Our new fashion consultant, Andy Euler, has that story.
Talk to anyone in retail, and it won't be long until you hear this.
Fast fashion?
Fast fashion. That's what's selling these days, says Barbara Kahn. She's director of the Baker Retailing Center at the Wharton School. Think Forever 21, Zara, H&M. Fast fashion is where Stefan Larsson made his name. But that doesn't mean that's where Ralph Lauren is headed, at least not right away.
Gucci had a CEO from Unilever, and it didn't mean Gucci was going to go into soap.
Kahn says the brand, which includes Polo, Black Label, Purple Label, Club Monaco, many more, is so big, it's not just a matter of embracing a new fashion trend.
It's a very broad brand, and that's very difficult to manage. It goes from collection all the way down to outlet. I think it's more about being true to the brand.
But Barbara Thaw, who writes about retail for Forbes.com, thinks that brand actually needs some retooling, and sales have been slipping.
The mono brand, the look, the lifestyle, the Ralph Lauren preppy, upscale, aspirational aesthetic, that whole cookie-cutter aesthetic is waning.
The man who started it all isn't going anywhere, at least not immediately. Ralph Lauren will stay on as executive chairman with only slightly less at stake. Last week, he sold 50,000 shares in his company for $5.5 million. Maybe you should have waited. The stock was up almost 14% today. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.